He bowls and Punt drives a full toss. He got it down to long off. They have one. They turn for two. It reaches the boundary. And the Gabba streak is over. India achieved the great chase. And it's an Indian cricket fable. The team that stared down every obstacle and not only endured, but prevailed. India win the series.
That was how we heard it yesterday on SEN. An enormous part of our coverage of the Gabba Test match has been Ryan Harris, and he's been good enough to join us this morning on Summer Breakfast. Ryan, good morning, and I get the sense this is going to hurt for a while, this one.
Yeah, definitely. Good morning to both of you. It's hurting. Yeah, it's waking up this morning, just sort of thinking about the way that the sort of the day went or the series went. But yeah, the day in particular was just phenomenal. Just, you know, from not even thinking that they were going to go for it and go near it, get near it, the way sort of Pujara paced his innings to, you know, Rahane coming out and being positive, and then Rishabh Pant coming out the batting the way he did was just what a day of Test cricket, unfortunately, and not for Australia.
Exactly. Ryan, we've spoken about this a lot this morning, and there's been an overwhelming feeling that it was really poor execution by the Australians. In your mind, and while watching it yesterday, at what point did you think that, well, quite possibly a draw was the best case for the Australians rather than a win?
Good question. We talk about execution. Let's start with that. I mean, I think that we've three tests, but I thought we've actually bowled pretty well during the series. Obviously, Adelaide spoke for itself. You know, I thought the guys executed really, really well during the series. Yeah, maybe off a little bit off at times in certain sessions. But look, you know, I think we've got to give credit to India, the way they batted after losing their main batsman and leader. I know that they had good players in their squad, but I didn't think they could do what they've done. And you know, I honestly didn't expect what they were going to do yesterday. I mean, we were always going for that. We needed to win that game, so I think Tim Payne would have been almost prepared to, you know, lose it, I guess, in a way to try and get the win. We needed to, but I don't think he expected, you know, to see them do what they did yesterday. That was just phenomenal.
They were just fearless, weren't they, Ryan? They set their task and they were fearless in the way they went about it.
Yeah, and that seems to be the way with the Indian players, the way they're playing. I think that's Virat Kohli, the way he's, excuse me, the way he's set this squad up and this team up. And I think what I've really been impressed with is Ajinkya Rahane. I was lucky enough to spend some time with him during the recent IPL in Dubai. He's what a great guy. He is just a lovely, lovely, lovely person, but just so calm and collected. And the tactics, when it came, you know, on the field, his cricket brain, he's obviously been vice captain now for a long time, but I thought he was unbelievable. Now, that I'm not saying that should he be, I'm not going to put that question because I know Virat Kohli is a pretty good player and sort of, you know, he's a big man in that team, but they've got to look at that, I think. I think the way that he had those players calm and I'm sure, well, he said it yesterday in his interview, he was always, in his mind, they were always going for those, and that's why he came out and played the way he did. So, it's just a great day.
From an Aussie point of view, you said that you felt as a group they bowled pretty well. Hindsight, we're all experts with. Were they a bit fatigued going into this last test?
Oh, they would have been. There definitely would have been some sort of fatigue in there. But the way I said, I think I read correctly. Justin Langer sort of said, you know, you've got Cummins, you've got Hazelwood, you've got Stark, and you're coming into a serious decider. You're coming to a place we haven't lost in 32 years, and it's at the Gabba. How do you leave one of them out? And I think that's a really good point. I think, yeah, say in hindsight, maybe they might have done it and looked at it. I mean, I'm sure they discussed it. They would have spoken to the bowlers. Look, I think if James Pattinson had been fit, that may have been a closer decision to potentially leave one out. I don't know who that would have been. And that's not knocking Michael Nessa or Sean Abbott, who are in camp. But I just think, you know, someone not making their debut, it might have been easier for Nessa, being home ground advantage, all that sort of stuff. But, that's something that they'll definitely sit down in the next few days and sort of work out and discuss, and did they make that right decision playing those three after that long day in a bit in Sydney.
Ryan, they don't get much of a rest in 3 or so weeks. They're off to South Africa to do it all again with another huge challenge. there's been so much talk about selections going back to the very first test in Adelaide, particularly with the batsmen in our top five or six batters. Is there time for change? And if so, how many, in your opinion, can you do at one time?
I don't think what we don't want to do here. And I know we've sort of going to expect it. We don't want to. No, we don't need wholesale changes. We went through that, and we just sort of, you know, one series lost doesn't mean we're back in. I think where we were 3 years ago, 4 years ago, where or even when Steve Smith and Dave Warner are out of the team, we just need to tweak it. I think we've definitely got a side there that are good enough. We've seen that, but there needs to be, you know, I don't know. I think the number five spot is up for grabs. I think, and I don't like saying that because I think Matthew Wade's done a great job. I think he's a good enough player, but I guess when you're talking about form and performing at that level, he's had 14 innings now out of 50, so that's a long run. And that would be worrying the selectors and Tim Payne and Justin Langer. So I think that spot is probably one that they need to look at. I think Cameron Green has done pretty well at number six. You know, he's going to, hopefully he's gotten through this without any problems with his back or his body. You know, he'll be good for the run. He'll bowl more overs, so he'll take pressure off the quicks as time goes forward. So I think he's right at six. And the other one's probably the opening spot. I think Will Pekowski's got it. It's just got to, he's got to stay fit. But so I think really, if you think about it, there's only really what one spot there. You got, you know, Manus Labuschagne at three, Smith at four, five's a question, six Green, and then you got Pekowski and Warner at the top. I don't think there needs to be wholesale changes. they just need to pick someone for that. Well, for that number five spot, I guess it's going to be consistent.
Ryan, thanks for all of your wonderful work. You've been fantastic to listen to over the last test. We love having you on SEN, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. It's been great fun.
Ryan Harris joining us this morning on Summer Breakfast. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's a very, very good man too. I've done a bit of Big Bash with Ryan. He's a fantastic operator.
Yes.
Call for calm there.
Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, we haven't had a lot of that this morning. It must be said off the temper text, but I like that approach. And when you actually put it and you look at it at the cold light of day, we were outplayed. We played poorly. Individuals didn't get the job done. We understand all of that. Credit to the Indians, but as we've said from the very start, this might have been off the very top at a couple of minutes past six. Who's going to replace them? Like, we're trying to get rid of 11 players. And if you go to a little bit broader, that's probably 14 odd that have played in, had an opportunity in this test series. We're trying to get rid of every single one of them all of a sudden. Let's just take a deep breath and just work our way through
it. And maybe what this series has shown us with India is the importance of depth.
Yes.
How you can't just rely on three or four to get the job done. You need depth.